The Argyle fans raise their voices again as Paul Watson comes across to take the corner for Argyle. It's their fifth of the night, leading, how good does this sound, by 2-0. Short to Norris, back to Watson, thrown in, and the header coming in. Mickey Evans got there and it goes away. It was a defensive header away, and it's going to be another corner to Argyle.
Gordon, why the ball's dead. I said on Radio Sheffield earlier on tonight that Paul Sturrock has not got the credit that he deserves.
Don't say it too loudly though, because it gives other clubs a nod.
Well, it might do, but I tell you what, Gord, people soon turn, you know, if results don't go right, but hey, you've got to pat the bloke on the back and say he's done absolutely magnificent.
Norris, short back to Watton after the corner, Watton's cross, and there's the header, and it's three! Graham Cochran was there, but David Friel got the vital touch to put the Pilgrims three ahead. It's unbelievable at Hillsborough, and now the home fans are going home. They are. It's Sheffield Wednesday 0, Plymouth Argyle 3.
Can I just say, God, the quality of the ball in was absolutely magnificent. And you know what I can picture at the moment? People jumping up and down in Devon and Cornwall.
90 seconds after the penalty.
Right, I can honestly see it, because this performance is absolutely magnificent.
And the Argyle fans singing cheerio.